Dad.
What was that?
Dad.
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir.
Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Come on.
Mitch in the back.
Yep. How we doing, Tony?
How you doing, Pa?
I'm doing pretty good. I finally got a preseason win under my belt, so I'm riding high.
What'd you do? Who'd you take?
I just took Pat's money line. That's all I really took yesterday.
You didn't take the other game?
Nah, I didn't have it.
Steelers 2-0 preseason, Steelers, baby.
2-0.
There we go.
Undefeated Steelers.
There we go.
Tell you what,
if I was Ben, I'd be worried about my job.
Ah, let's not go that far.
You see Dewey in that pocket? Seed.
Yeah, I did see Dewey in the pocket. Saw a lot of good things last night. I think Patriots and Washington football team, solid teams.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, just before you get off of that, what, I actually threw a great parlay. Both these teams to win their division, Patriots and Steelers. It's just like the old days. Don't overthink
just
it.
Just like the old days.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Plus 23 hunch.
It's just like the old days. Just like the
maybe
old
you
days.
Throw a Washington football team in there too.
Ah, they were never good. You could put the Cowboys in there.
So
if
it's
you
just
want.
An, oh, so it's a throwback parlay.
Yeah, we're back to reality. It's Mike Tomlin. It's Bill Belichick. They got good quarterbacks. Let's go. Their team looks good.
It's maybe throwbacks.
Update on the Jay birthday parlay. Jay under birthday parlay of the day. Steelers game did go over, but
try again.
We did go in all again.
Double down.
We doubled down the rest of the games. I also did a six-leg parlay of unders that I really liked. I might as well just throw them out there, huh?
Let's go.
I might as well just throw them out there.
Let's go.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me pull them up.
This Arsenal game kicks off in 42 minutes, my friend. EPL season is upon us.
You like Arsenal?
I liked him a lot more before their two strikers were out.
Ooh, no. Strike force is out.
But I don't know if...
It's a Aubameyang out.
Yeah, and Lacazette. But, I mean, you can get him at plus 105 right now, money line.
A couple of the under games I like. Tennessee and Falcons, that's tonight.
There is a...
those backup quarterbacks on those teams, not great.
There's a boost on Atlanta and the Lions to win plus 300. Two new coaches.
True.
Titans going to roll anybody out there?
I don't know.
Bills going to roll anybody out there?
I don't know. It's not a bad boost.
No, I don't mind it.
I kind of like the under in Bills and Lions. Cowboys and Cardinals. Cleveland and Jacksonville. Maybe not. Maybe I'm second guessing myself here.
Nah, don't do that.
You want to do a little baseball?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's fucking get into it.
Thanks for tuning in on a Friday. I know a lot of people... You know, Fridays, they kind of fucking, you're like, let's get into the weekend. We thank you for coming and chilling with us for a little before we get the fuck out.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you. A lot of good people out there this week.
A lot of good people out there.
A lot of nice tweets. Appreciate everybody.
Thank you.
It's been a good week.
Good week.
Good week.
Let's get into some baseball. Let's just run fucking through it.
Let's do it.
This line was not up earlier for me, so I got nothing on it. Chuck Morton and Josiah Gray.
Minus 170, first five, Braves. I took it.
You love Chucky Morton.
I mean, his last six, he's gone 36 innings, given up 10 earned. Feels like he's hitting his stride. Josiah Gray has been good.
Okay.
But Braves. Come on. Braves are hot right now.
This one, I was very interested to see what you do. Tyler Molly, Zach Wheeler.
I plead the fifth, my friend. I stared this game down last night, I told myself, I can't do it. I love these two.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Stayed away.
Just can't do it.
Game I am taking. Milwaukee at Buccos. Brett Anderson and Mitch Keller. Brett Anderson's been very good.
Yeah, last five, two earned runs or less. Mitch Keller, last four, not great. Seven ERA.
Not good. I laid, and I did not lay, I took the first half result. Brewers minus 135.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Tony.
Spencer Watkins and Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
You taking Pivetta?
No.
Okay, me either.
Pivetta was lights out last time against the Jays.
He hasn't been consistent.
Spencer Watkins, last three, not great, but I don't know, man, this... It's going to be one of those ones I regret not taking the Sox here, but they, I don't know, man. They're just kind of tomorrow, Schwarber, Sale.
Yeah.
Let's rally the troops, boys. It's time.
A game that I didn't even click on. Cubs, Marlins.
Yeah. Put a bullet in my head before I bet this game. Kill me.
Not a fucking
chance. Fucking
kill
me, Tony.
I didn't even click on it.
I can't do it. I won't. I might not bet on either one of these teams the rest of the year.
I'll bet against them, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Plesac and Tyler Alexander.
Yeah.
I missed this game. I don't know why I did.
I've been watching this line, and it's moving in the Tigers' direction. I was hoping to get Cleveland at plus a half first five.
Yeah.
It's like even money right now. I know Plesac's last two haven't been great. Alexander's last two have been good. I do like Plesac. I'm going to take the better team here in Cleveland first five money line tone.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a soft spot for Plesac for some reason. I always take him.
Julio Urias and Tyler McGill.
McGill is scuffling, my friend.
Yes, he is. That's why I took the Dodgers minus a half, minus 112.
Fair play.
You?
No touch for me.
That's my two plays for the day, by the way.
That Brewers, baby tone.
First half result, minus 135. Dodgers, minus a half, minus 112. Those are my Friday MLB plays. Let's keep going, though. Cole Irvin and Dane Dunning. I looked at taking Dane because he's been very good at home. Yeah. I just don't trust the Rangers against the A's.
Cole Irvin, last two, 13 and a third, three earned.
So you're going that way?
A's, first five, money line.
Be careful going against fucking Double D. That's all I'm saying.
Go down swing.
Mike Minor and Jack Flaherty. Minor's been bad. Flaherty's been,
Flaherty just, this is his first game back from injury.
Yeah.
He's been gone for a while.
Was he the one on the Cardinals who started the year like 9-0?
Yeah, he's 8-1, 2.90 ERA. I'll take the Cards first five money line.
Okay. What'd you get that at?
It was 140.
Okay. McClanahan versus Pineda.
Yeah. I wanted to take the Rays here, Tom, but this line is too much for Pineda's been good of late.
Yeah.
And I also want to see the Rays lose as much as possible.
Greinke versus Sandoval, Houston and LA, Angels. Greinke's not been great the last few, so I wasn't going to take him on the road.
I will.
Oh, wow.
I don't trust Sandoval. I like the Astros here. First five money line.
Blake Snell and Bumgarner.
Oof.
Every part of me wanted to take Bumgarner, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, his last five, 32 innings pitch, seven earned. Snell, last two, 12 innings pitch, one earned. Seems like he's finding it. Stay away from me, my friend.
Okay. This is going to be a real test on how much you just like this team. And it's Colorado at San Francisco, Gomer versus Desclafani. Are you going with Desclafani?
Yes, sir. Last two have been an abomination.
Last four have not been great.
Yeah.
I stayed away for that reason.
Yeah, I'm just riding the Giants here.
I figured you might.
I got to do it. First half result or minus a half, whatever you get it at. I'm riding the Giants here. Gomer's been decent. I don't love this play.
Here's another one that I'm going to see what goes on.
I mean, it's a Tombstone game. It's a fucking Tombstone game. Robbie Ray has been lights out, but
I couldn't do this one.
If I don't take Chris Flexen, I can't look myself in the mirror in the morning.
I know.
So I was thinking we might get the Mariners plus 1.5 here the way the Jays have been going.
I know. You're not, though.
Nah. But, hey, give me Chris Flexen or give me death.
Okay, so round up what all your picks are for today for baseball.
We got a lot here.
I figured.
Mariners, first five plus a half. Astros, first five money line. Cardinals, first five money line. A's, first five money line. Cleveland, first five money line. Braves, first five money line. Brewers, first half result. Giants, first five minus a half.
Attaboy. Hey, go get him tonight.
Hey, if we're going to get got, it's probably going to be a Friday, my friend.
Go get him tonight. Hey, Connor! What? We need your pick of the day! Hey, Paul.
How we doing? How we doing?
Did you put any futures in on the Patriots last night after fucking Max slinging around?
Oh, they've been in for months, Tony. I've had them for the division. I've had them to be in the Super Bowl, and I've had them winning the Super Bowl, and I've had Mac Jones Offensive Rookie of the Year for quite some time. Get on it while you can. It is still plus 1,000, but those odds will drop. Let me just say that. As Foxy comes in, he might as well be in here because the only pick of the night, the only obvious pick, the only pick forever for the rest of time in every preseason game will always be the Detroit Lions. Woo! Spread 1.5. We, you know, last second last night added Eagles into the pick, so I do regret
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you. I mean, you did say that that was not an official pick, though. I'm still counting you as undefeated.
Thank you. Okay. It wasn't an official pick.
Put it on the wall.
My true official pick.
No, I'm pretty sure he said not official, and then he went back and goes, you know what? Make that official. I could be wrong.
I didn't see it. When I was cutting the clip, I never heard that.
Well, I didn't hear that either.
Boom. So we're good. We're safe. So we are 2-0. You're right.
Sure.
Lions tonight. I mean, this is the most obvious pick of all time. This is a new coach. The Bills don't give a shit because they don't need to. Mm-hmm. Goff is going to play a whole entire half because he has to earn his job. I don't know if he's earned his job, his stripes. Boom.
His stripes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No one's talking about Goff. I think he actually does want to go out there and play well, because if he plays like ass, everyone that's been talking shit about him all offseason is going to be like, yep, that guy stinks.
I'm worried about Davey Blough. He's been too concerned about the Olympics.
What about Drew Brown? Tim Boyle?
Well, Timmy Boyle hasn't thrown a pass in 17 years.
Don't let Tim Boyle get hot. What do you think about the boost, Connor?
What do we?
That's what I heard. I didn't know that boost existed. Once you said that, I was like, "Yep."
I feel like Atlanta. I feel like Artie Smith might have the boys buzzing.
Yeah, I was gonna go Artie. Detroit's the only pick, but I am gonna bet the new coach parlay.
I mean, +300.
Falcons depth chart. They got Matt Ryan. I don't know if he's playing or not. AJ McCarron, and then Felipe Franks.
I mean,
AJ McCarron.
Are you kidding me?
I love Franks.
I love AJ McCarron.
Felipe Franks had a weird college career.
Very,
very, very weird college career.
Double L.
Wally pipped.
He did get Wally pipped by fucking Trask. And then the Titans, their quarterback situation.
Who knows?
Tannehill.
Of course.
I don't think he plays, right?
No way.
Matt Barkley.
Logan Woodside. And then Barkley.
Can I get an alternate spread of the Lions, like -20? Is that possible?
Unfortunately, no.
You'd probably go down the winner's circle.
Yeah. They don't have your first half result either on the preseason game.
No, I just checked for the Lions game. They do.
They do.
Really?
They start doing it. They've been first getting half bitched at for it. Yeah.
First half Lions, I think, was -125. I think.
Oh, ooh. Are you taking the Lions?
I'm taking the Lions full game, not first half.
Okay.
For sure, the Lions -1.5.
I might take them first half more. I feel more confident in the first half.
I don't hate your prospects there.
Yeah. Unless Mitch gets hot.
I don't know why I said prospects.
What if Mitch gets hot?
Mitch has been very hot against the Detroit Lions. Mitch could get hot. He's incredible against the Lions. I actually sometimes think that the Lions actually did bad on purpose against Mitch just to keep him in there longer.
Ooh, that's pretty smart, though, so the Lions would never do something like that because it would make sense.
The Dolphins feels like they're going to get smacked by Justin Fields tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's actually my exact parlay.
Is Jacoby going to play?
I don't know. If he's not – Flacco got a lot of time last night.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if Brissett plays, then I think the Fins win.
Nah, Brisket's not doing anything. Justin Fields is going to go over there and
What's
just
your fucking deal against the Dolphins, man? Every day with this shit.
What?
I'm about done with it.
I have a parlay, and it's the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears both to win.
That's fine. You don't have to tear down the other team to put up another. Jacoby Brissett.
Bertan!
Brisket, are you kidding me?
Yeah, good lord.
Weren't you ball boy for him?
Yeah, I was.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about
deep seated stuff.
There's some beef, yeah.
Don't even want to say what he's been saying.
Hit you in the
about
back
Frank
of the head
Wright.
With a ball?
No.
What'd he do then, Matt?
What'd he do, Matt?
Nothing.
Oh,
wow. He's fuming. You should see his knuckles right now. They are white. He is so mad. Fist clenched. Holy shit.
No.
Calm down, Mitt. It's over. Okay? Don't worry.
All right. So you got Lions tonight.
Yeah.
Connor's on Lions tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the Lions tonight. But now that we've talked about Mitch, and now that I've realized I'm betting on the Lions, I'm changing my pick for the Bills. I said always and forever in every preseason game. Fuck it. Mitch Trubisky, he does have the Lions number.
So
I'm switching to the Bills. They're a better coach team. I don't give a damn about the goddamn Detroit Lions in the preseason. Fuck you.
Listen, I scumbag. Because he's going to come in on Monday and go, no, I took the Lions. That wasn't an official pick. And then Goppy's going to be like, yeah, it wasn't official.
Don't drag me into this shit.
You're a scumbag!
Baggins like the Bills!
Have you guys looked at anything? Foxy, you always tweet yours out. Connor, have you looked at the games tomorrow or anything?
I haven't looked at the games this weekend, though, because I am keeping a record, and I am 2-0, asterisk 2-1.
Obviously.
I will, 3-1 after tonight with my Bills pick, I will tweet out some picks this weekend, and at Hammer Don when you do, people out there watching, little, listening everywhere.
Little fun fact, I'm not taking it, because I think the Saints are going to play their quarterbacks. The Ravens haven't lost a preseason game in 17 straight.
Yeah, so I'll probably take them if I had to bet.
And but I don't. Lamar's definitely not playing.
No way.
But and if you're getting Taysom and Jimmy, I don't know.
So maybe it's time they lose.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time let the old ways die.
Maybe it's time to let the Ravens lose. Yeah, I'll take the Saints. But hey, I'll have to wait and see. You know, what time do the game start tomorrow? Are they all at night or they start at 1?
We got an all-day affair.
They start at 1. That's okay. An all-day affair.
Let's go. Okay. That's awesome.
1-4-7.
What?
Jags might be my favorite pick.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jags too for sure.
They got a good quarterback room, and the Browns aren't playing Baker, I don't think. And then they got fucking Kyle Lauletta, which I don't know how Kyle Lauletta is going to do.
He stunk for the Giants in the preseason, I remember.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he was actually.
I like the Jags minus the 3.
Plus, Minshew's going to ball out.
Correct.
Skycam's going to ball out.
I don't know
out.
Who's going to play fucking linebacker they for the still Jags, got but Glennon? That's their issue.
True.
No, Glennon's on.
Oh, yeah, you're
we
right.
We talked about it the other day.
Giants?
Is he on the Giants?
I forget. I don't know.
Whatever the under is for the Giants, give me that.
Oh, so that
34.5.
No, it's Giants just the and Giants wins total.
Based off that one play?
Yeah.
Wow.
He is on the Giants, yeah.
Yeah.
Lowest total of the weekend, by the way, and it's very, very low, is 32, and that's Chargers and Rams.
Yeah, because they're not playing anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the Chargers, I don't know.
I'll probably take that under because it feels like the Hall of Fame game. Like when the number's that low, they know what's going under.
True.
That's some logic there for you.
Starting to think the Chargers might stink this year.
Whoa. Why?
Wow.
I don't know. It just feels like everyone's a little too high on them.
People are
tough
high.
Division.
Yeah.
It is a tough division.
I mean, if they win 10 games, it's a good season.
Oh, hell, I think if they win 9, it's a good season.
Whoa.
I think 9-8 is the new 8-8.
Yeah. You think it's playoff or bust for them?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. First-year head coach.
Right.
So not playoff or bust, but they got to be in it. They got to be in it at the end like the
Dodges.
Fins?
Like the Fins last year, they were in it till the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
God damn.
That did probably feel good for the Dolphins fans to be in it.
Oh, yeah. It was juice.
The entire year. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Week 17 is your dream. Game. Yeah. Something.
It is.
Until we got absolutely smacked in the mouth by the Bills Isaiah week 17.
McKenzie. I also still love the Raiders 10,000. This weekend.
What's up?
I still love the Raiders this weekend. Yeah. Nathan Peterman is going to get a lot of run.
I might take the Raiders week 1 against the Ravens.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What?
Gump.
I got a feeling just that stadium and the buzz in Vegas. I don't know, man.
They shipped their entire offensive line out of town.
Then they brought him back on different contracts.
Not Hudson or Trent Brown.
Gump, my favorite bet heading into the season is the Vegas under win total.
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
What is it?
Big time. It's like 7.5. It's way too high, dude. They're going to stink. They're going to be competing for the top quarterback.
Wrong. I'm wrong over there. Because they're going to start 6-2, and then they're going to go 8-9.
Yeah.
That's what the Raiders do.
If that happens, good on the Raiders. Like, jeez, there's no way.
All right, my favorite parlay of the weekend, Jags and Raiders.
Jags and Raiders.
I like that.
I'm on that as well.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
What do you got?
Am I just overthinking this? And this is how my brain went with the first 3 preseason games. Oh, you had Steelers, Cowboys. Steelers is the better team. They win. And then last night, Patriots, better team. They win. Steelers, better team. They win. Like, I know that means absolutely nothing, but now that I think about
good coach teams.
Like Lions, then, Bills tonight. I'm like, man,
there was that one preseason where the Lions went 4-0.
Sorry, Fox.
That's true. Yeah. But John Kitna did say before that season, we're going to go 10-6 and win a playoff game. Then they went 4-0, and I was like, oh my God, this team's actually good. And then they lost every single game after that.
I think Washington's very good.
Washington's going to be great.
Yeah.
Chase Young, Defensive Player of the Year.
Plus 12 inch.
Obviously, their quarterback scares me a little bit. But
yeah.
I love the guy.
Heineke was good, though. He didn't look terrible last time.
I'm talking about Fitz.
I know. So
don't worry
Heineke
about
still,
Fitz, dude.
The guy has been on 14 teams for a reason, pal.
don't worry about Fitz. If Fitz was our quarterback all year last year, we'd probably make the playoffs.
This also might be Fitz's best team.
Yeah, by far, by landslide.
Potentially, yes.
Better, best weapons, best defense.
Yeah.
It really is all on Fitz, I feel like. This entire season for him.
I mean, if they weren't in that division, I don't think anyone would be talking about him. I think that Washington's like so trendy right now. Everyone's like so hyped up on him.
Chase Young, I think, definitely adds to that, Fox. But I feel like they do have a legitimate shot. Because who's their safety? Landon Collins, right?
Yeah.
Is he back? Yeah.
I thought so.
Well, they got, what's his name?
Playing.
Long, lanky corner from Cincy.
Also the fact that the last time we saw them play a meaningful game, they almost beat the team that won the Super Bowl with fucking Heineken. True. Yeah. Right? Like, that's the memory that we all have of Washington.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
That's why football's based.
That's why football. You know what? Gompy says it best. We will find out.
Yeah. We will find out.
We will find out.
That's the best part about it.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, boys. Hammer time.
Hammer time. Mate, you got any favorites for this weekend that you like before we get out of here?
No, I just got that parlay. And then I'm also betting on the Cowboys money line easily.
Oh, this is that thing that you're doing this year?
I've been doing this actually since I started gambling.
Okay, so you've lost a lot.
Yeah, yeah. On the Cowboys only, though.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Their line actually did not. There wasn't that juice last year, and they ended up covering a lot.
Shut up.
What's up, dude?
Footy. What do we got, Footy, this weekend? What do you want to do? How do you want to handle it?
I'll tweet them out. Okay. I mean, I gave them. They've been on the ticker the past couple days for Saturday. I'll tweet out Sunday. A lot of money lines Sunday, which does worry me, and a lot of road teams, which does worry me with fans back. But. Yep. I mean, we gotta play.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, gotta do it. I'll tweet out ball picks as well.
Okay,
ride the wave, my friend.
Ride the wave. Let's look at the boost real quick for baseball. A's and Rays both to win.
Don't hate that.
A's are playing Dane Dunning.
Rays are against the Twins in Minnesota. Against the
Twins in Pineda. I won't be taking it.
What's it up at?
+200.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're out?
Yeah.
Ohtani and Altuve to combine for 3+ hits. Ohtani is going against Greinke. Altuve is going against
Sandoval.
Same game.
I'm good.
Staying away from that one?
Yeah.
That was also +200.
Yeah.
And then Snell to record 7+ strikeouts and Padres to win +250. Snell's been better.
I still don't trust him. Terrifies me.
Let me see here. Let me see what he's done. Okay, he had 13 his last outing against the Diamondbacks.
He had a lot against the A's game before that, too.
It's 6. Then he had 1-8-3-3. What's the odds? +250. Oh, they're going against. I'll stay away. No UFC boost this weekend is sad.
Damn shame.
Makes me sad, Mitt.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. They've been automatic.
They have been automatic. Jay, you got anything?
It's not here,
Stuart,
dude.
Stuart Sink.
Who is leading that tournament while we're at the... I forgot to put my bets in this week, so I haven't cared as much. Fucking Rory Sabatini and Webb Simpson. Scott Pearson.
Just like we thought.
We'll be back on Monday. Break down all the preseason games.
Hell yeah.
If you have any questions or anything, just tweet us.
Yep.
If it's a good one, we'll answer it.
Usually do. Sometimes I don't. Unless it's like a question about, you know, when you tweet out your picks and they ask, what about this one or why this one or... I don't know. Those are my picks. That's what I like. You don't like them, don't take them. You know?
Simple as that, pal.
That's how it goes. That's betting, baby.
Keep telling your friends and enemies and all those people to subscribe. We can't thank you enough. It's going well. Football season. Start of football season is right around the bend. I'll be back next week with more college football week 1 picks.
There you go, Tom.
Got those futures out. Yeah. Everyone have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Gamble responsibly.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!